from Ag Central. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson, and joining us here with Pioneer is Jason Richards. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, Shauna. How about yourself?
Doing well. It sounds like you guys have some new products, new things we need to talk about. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we do. So pretty excited for seed treatments and what we've got to offer for growers for 2020. As you think about some of the challenges that we faced in 2019, and you think about the fall of 2018, we're seeing some of those challenges start to potentially reoccur here this fall. And so as you think about seed treatments, we're pretty excited about that. We want to make sure we can offer growers a good holistic package that's going to help them protect that seed when they plant it in the spring. As we think about our new Lumigen offer, as we look towards 2020, it's going to have a really robust fungicide package with it, looking at about 7 different modes of action within that fungicide package to really help protect the grower's seed investment, allow them to get that seed germinated up and out of the ground to establish a stand and a uniform stand. So that way, as the grower's trying to pull and produce more bushels off every acre, they're going to have the stand established that they're going to need to be able to do that with.
Okay. We've learned a lot from the last year, haven't we? And is that kind of what we're taking and moving forward with? Or?
Yeah, so 2019 was definitely a struggle, and I think a lot of guys are ready to put it behind us and move on to 20. And there's a lot that we've learned from that. But even outside of that, we want to every year in and year out, make sure that we're offering a good, consistent seed treatment package with that for the grower, so that way they can have that consistent experience out of that Pioneer bag.
Seed treatment is really the way to go, isn't it? I mean, you kind of really need it, right?
Yeah, so that's the beauty about Mother Nature and the ag industry is we really get one time to do it right in the spring. And so we want to make sure we're protecting that investment to the best of our abilities so that way the grower can get that stand established. You know, we've talked a lot about fungicide, but with that as well, we can see some insect pressures. And so with our new seed treatment mix as well, we've got a new dual mode of action IST. So no different than on the fungicide side where we want to have multiple modes of action. We're keeping with the same theme from an insecticide standpoint, kind of giving us a 1-2 punch as we think about different insects like wireworm, white grub, seed corn maggot, black cutworm. And then we're also coupling that with a new nematicide. So really want to have that well-rounded offer so that way when a grower goes in and plants that field and has the one time to get it planted early, we're protecting that seed and giving them a good experience with it.
Yeah, exactly. Start it off right?
Yes. Yeah, it's extremely important.
Anything else we should know at all here today?
You know, from a Pioneer Corteva standpoint, we take our seed treatment business pretty seriously because it's really that first experience that the grower has with that Pioneer seed and establishing the stand. We put a lot of research and development into the products, and not only the products, but the packages or recipes that we bring forward for a grower to make sure that when that grower opens that bag of Pioneer seed, they know they're going to have a good experience and a good product on there to get that stand established for them.
Very good. Jason Richards with Pioneer, thank you so much for your time here at NAFB in Kansas City.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And the Canadian National Railway Company hopes to recover from the effects of the country's biggest rail strike in a decade before Christmas and would even look at bringing back recently cut crews and locomotives, as senior officials said. The 8-day strike by some 3,200 conductors and yard workers at Canada's largest railway delayed shipments of grain, propane, and other goods. According to Reuters, the stoppage over demands for improved working conditions and rest breaks ended on Tuesday as the company reached a tentative agreement with the Teamsters Union. Eric will be back with much more Inside Ag right after this.